This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1613, Peanut Butter, Baseball, and Bowling with Lindsay and Michelle. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
How can you show someone you know them using the phrase "you strike me as" without offending them? Today, learn how to use this phrase carefully to build connection.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm doing fabulous. How's everything going in your world?
Yeah, everything is good over here. I mean, Lindsay, you strike me as the kind of person who doesn't like to listen to music while you work. I mean, is that true?
How'd you know?
I actually have no reason for saying that. It just was an example I thought of, and maybe it's true. Is it true?
It's so true. Yeah, you know exactly that that's true about me because, yeah, I mean, I'm always around people who like to listen to music while they work, and I think, how the heck do they do that?
Yeah. I'm the same.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I can't. Like, I can't. Like, when I work, I can't have any distractions. I need it to be pretty quiet. I need to focus. And I know that sometimes music really helps people focus. And that's great. And I kind of wish that it helped me, but it doesn't.
No, it doesn't help me at all. And some people try classical music and they say that that's different because there's no words. What do you think about that? Do you think that classical music?
I guess I haven't really tried it much, but... Yeah, I don't know. Either. I mean, it's different if you're in a coffee shop and stuff is going, you kind of have to get over that. But even sometimes that for me is tough. I really do like to have quiet, especially like, let's say you're at a coffee shop and you hear somebody speaking loudly and you kind of just, they're having a fun social conversation and you can hear them and it's very distracting.
And then you start eavesdropping on them. And then you realize, oh, wait, I'm not working.
Yeah, right.
I know.
Exactly.
Listeners know. They know. all right. So we have a listener question, though, today about
We're talking about this word strike, right? I said that you don't strike. I know. I said you strike me as the kind of person who doesn't like to listen to music when you work.
Yeah, but you could have said you don't strike me as the kind of person who likes to listen to music.
I could have said the opposite. Exactly. Would have to change it. But yeah, we're going to talk about what does this mean to strike someone as something or to not strike someone as something, right? So, Lindsay, could you read the question for today?
Yes. So this is from Bashair from Saudi Arabia. So hi, Lindsay and the Allers English team. How are you? First of all, I just want to thank you all. I love your podcast and I never miss an episode since I started listening to you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's so great. All right. Lately, I've been watching movies and series in English. And one day, I was watching a series and a doctor said to her friend, "You don't strike me as someone who would back down from a challenge." Actually, I heard the word strike a lot. And in different circumstances, can you demonstrate it for us? Sincerely, Bashair from Saudi Arabia. He says, "I'm a she, not a he." Oh, it's a she. It's a she. Okay. Sometimes we don't know the gender of our students here, but guys, thank you. Good question from Bashair, right?
Yes, it is a good question. Yeah. So Bashair has, says the example was, "You don't strike to me as someone who would back down from a challenge." It's probably was, "You don't strike me," right?
Right.
Probably not strike to me. So you don't strike me as someone who would back down from a challenge. So what does that mean to strike someone?
So it means to appear, to seem that way, right? Mm-hmm. At first glance, or as I look at you, what I know about you tells me that you wouldn't do this.
Yeah. So you don't strike me as someone who would back down from a challenge. It's like, yeah, exactly. Like from what I know about you, from what I can tell, this is what I am assuming, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And yeah, I just want to reiterate, go back to the grammar. We don't say strike to me.
Exactly.
Okay. Just to make sure that's really clear for our listeners. Strike me as. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. So you strike me. This is the example from the beginning. So I said, Lindsay, you strike me as the kind of person who doesn't like to listen to music while you work. And then I said, is that true? So I didn't really have a reason for this, but sometimes you just kind of get an inclination about someone. But I also think, you know, we have to be careful with using this because you don't want to always, you know, just make like random assumptions about people. I mean, like what I mean, I just made that up about you. I have no idea. I was making it up for
conversation. You're lucky that you were right.
Yeah, but I just happened to be right. But like sometimes we want to be a little bit careful. And I hadn't thought about this with this expression before. But as I was planning it, I realized, okay, we don't want to just throw this out everywhere all the time, right?
Right, because you could be stereotyping people.
Yeah,
you could be hitting on a sensitive issue with someone, right? Like maybe someone's worried about their weight or something, right? They struggle with their weight and they're trying to get on an exercise program, and then you say, "Oh, you don't strike me as someone who would work out all the time," right? That could be really right, that could be offensive if that is an issue, right? I think for sure.
We want to be careful with what we're assuming about people, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So another example. All right, so here's another one. You don't strike me as someone who wants to ride on a motorcycle. So what are you basically saying here? Like, what's the undertone?
So that's a good point. I mean, we're not just saying that, we're saying more than that. And that's the point why it's dangerous. You're saying maybe this person isn't a risk taker. They seem kind of safe. Maybe you could also be saying their life is boring.
Right. That's
or
the
they
thing.
Could
it's like,
it
okay,
that way.
If somebody said that, I mean, I wouldn't care if somebody said that to me. I would not really ride on a lot of motorcycles, but like, I would just be like, okay, well, what does that mean?
Right. Yeah. And some people might be offended.
You know, it doesn't have to be obviously offensive, but you have to think about the undertone. You're basically saying you seem like a person who likes to play it safe.
Yeah, exactly. And to some people, that could be offensive or annoying, or just a little like just not being seen clearly. It's it's such a part of the human condition, guys, and connection that we want to be seen for who we are, the way we see ourselves, right?
Exactly. So you have to really think of the undertone, like, because this is saying you strike me as, or you don't strike me as, like, why? Like, what are you actually saying here? Lindsay, what's another example?
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, so here's one. So talking about the gym, right? So he strikes me as the kind of guy who likes to go to the gym every day. So how would this be interpreted?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is fine. Like, if somebody is like, I mean, I think it's flattering, you know, like if it's something that would be unflattering or pointing out something negative. I mean, if you see a guy that, you know, or a girl who is like very fit and like seems very athletic and, you know, very active, I don't see anything wrong with that statement. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's positive or neutral. I feel like if someone were to say that to me, I'd be like, that's so routine. That's so, I don't know, kind of boring in a way. But that's just my own twist on things. Mm-hmm. Right.
Interesting.
So, but I think in general, saying that to anyone, it's neutral or positive. So that one is okay. But what about the next one, Michelle?
All right. So if I say, Lindsay, you strike me as a reality TV show fan. You don't.
I would not like this. No. But what does this say? I mean, what's the deeper message?
I mean, maybe. Well, I mean, listen. If somebody is like flat out reading, you know, a gossip magazine,
yeah,
or they're right talking in front of your face, and like if it's like so obvious, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, well, not all the time. Like we were saying in an example before, but like if you say, oh yeah, I don't know, it could mean, you know, I don't want to say it like this because a lot of people love reality TV, but are you saying maybe they're like shallow or, you know, into frivolous things or, you know, things, something like that. What do you think?
Well, yeah, because you know what? The truth is like people are just not that simple, right? Because, you know, for example, up until the year of the pandemic, 2020, 2021, I never would have watched cooking shows, right? I was like, oh, it's so lame, like watching TV and watching cooking shows, right? It's just so, like there's other things I could be doing. I could be reading, but I started watching cooking shows. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily, like, we don't want to essentialize people too much. Mm-hmm. People are complicated. So we want to recognize that and be careful. If you strike me as someone who would like cooking shows, that also is in the same vein as this, a little shallow. I don't know, watching TV all the time, right, Michelle? Yeah.
I think unless it's like a pretty positive thing, you know, you might want to be careful, you know, like you have to really think about how to use this strategically.
Yeah.
So you really just have to think about it.
You really do. Don't overthink it because then you're not connecting if you're not speaking. I mean, don't worry too much about it. Hopefully I also think people need to just not be so sensitive, right?
I agree. Yes, that's another part of this as well. Yeah, I mean, but you don't want to say something like that's clearly stereotypical or like very, you know, rude or like commenting on something about somebody's appearance that isn't, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
But other things, I think people can kind of.
I mean, don't say like, oh, you strike me as someone who couldn't hold down a job. Don't.
Oh, my God.
That would be very rude, right? That, you know, hold down, guys.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm saying don't say that. Don't say that.
I know.
I'm saying like that kind of thing is just so obviously offensive, right? Yeah. Oh, that, you know, that you can't keep a job, right? That kind. So we want to avoid those things.
Exactly. All right. This was awesome. Lindsay, let's do a couple other ways that we use strike.
All right, so more simple, let's go back to the nouns, right? In sports, a strike is when you get, in bowling, for example, is when you get all the pins down. You got a strike, okay?
Mm-hmm. But it's or in baseball, it's three strikes and you're out. So it's completely when you swing the bat and you don't hit the ball.
Right, and that's weird because it's a different kind of meaning, right? Success versus failure in baseball versus bowling. Right. Strange. What about
A parent might use this for discipline, right? You have two strikes. Don't hit your sister again.
Yeah, exactly, right? Until you strike out or strike a pose. I mean, that's kind of a famous Madonna song, right? Mm-hmm. Or a lyric from her song. So usually in front of the camera, you ask someone to strike a pose to get ready to be photographed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or it's deciding not to do something, right? Like generally as a group, usually with work or unions or something. Like the teachers went on strike. So you say on strike because they wanted to get a raise.
Yes. Okay, cool. So, Michelle, do we have a role play to finish off the episode today?
We do. All right. So here we are flipping through channels on TV. Lindsay, we're friends watching TV together.
Okay. Oh, can we watch the game?
Sure. Oh, wow. Jeter has two strikes.
Oh, I can't watch. Let's change the channel.
You don't strike me as someone who can just miss the end of the game like that.
The tension is too high, Michelle. I heard the players may go on strike next year because of some budget changes or something.
Yikes. Oh, and then I see my child, okay? And I say, Billy, don't play with that. I told you, three strikes and no iPad. And now back to you, Lindsay. Sorry.
No worries. Oh, here's bowling. Wow, what a strike.
I hate bowling. Let's watch something else.
Okay, Michelle, strike a pose. You have peanut butter on your nose. So I guess I was going to like take a photo of you, for example. Is that the assumption? I was,
Or you were just using it as a joke.
Got it. Okay, I see. I missed the joke, but
it's like you saw that I have peanut butter on my nose, so you're like, "Ah, strike a pose." Like you just want to like draw my attention to it. So You're just being funny. That's all.
I'm teasing you.
You're teasing me.
Okay. All right. Cool. So let's go back and work through this for our listeners.
So we're watching an old Yankees game.
Oh, great! Yankees Red Sox rivalry here. I love it. Okay, so what'd you say first?
I said, Jeter has two strikes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then you said, you don't strike me as someone who can just miss the end of the game like that. So what you're saying there is that baseball really matters to me.
Yeah, right. You know that. Yeah, I know that you love baseball, and so I'm kind of surprised that you would just change it right in the middle of a, you know, tense moment.
Right, exactly. And then what did I say?
And then you said, I heard the players may go on strike next year because of some budget changes or something.
Okay, so to go on strike. And then you said, yikes, Billy, don't play with that. I told you, three strikes and no iPad. So you're warning him, right? Yeah. You've had three strikes and you're out, right? Same as baseball. Parents use that too. Then you go to your room and you don't get your iPad. Something like that.
And then somehow we turned to watching bowling.
Yeah.
And you said, wow, what a strike.
And then you're bored by bowling. So I hate bowling. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, Michelle, strike a pose. You have peanut butter on your nose. So I'm teasing you. I'm poking fun at you because you have food on your face. Yeah.
I don't know where I come up with this stuff sometimes.
And why are we eating peanut? Are we on the couch eating peanut butter watching baseball?
Lindsay,
and
I know you
bowling?
Like to eat peanut butter with a spoon, so... I know that.
I love that. That's so funny. Oh, man. Love it. I do. Yes. And that's right.
I know.
Our listeners know too. Yeah. What's the takeaway for today's episode, Michelle?
All right, guys. So strike is a very useful word that lends itself to a lot of idioms, expressions, and more. So think about it when you want to use you strike me as, right? You want to think about what is that actually saying? What's the undertone to that? Is it okay? Yes. Do you want to be lighthearted? Or is it something super obvious that you should avoid? But this was a great question from our listener. So thank you so much.
Yeah, really good topic and really fun to record. Thanks for hanging out on the mic today, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.